Welcome back, all glovers of shapes, sizes, colors, and genders. I am motherfucking T-Buds.
I'm Blue Smoke. How y'all doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, Blue Smoke. How about yourself?
I'm doing fab-tabulous. Here's some
fab-tabulous.
Some B-dub-dub wings, some marshmallow fluff shakes.
It's like, it's like sucking on a titty all day long. It's just delicious.
Yeah.
It's like fluff
and
titty milk.
And, yeah, titty milk.
Oh, I love boobs. There's one thing, I've never really seen bad boobs before. I mean, until, like, there's been a few where it's like, whoa, wish I hadn't seen those. But, like, I've never seen ones where I'm like, man, why did I see those titties? I mean, titties are titties, right? But I'm bad at a pretty good percentage with seeing titties, I mean, right?
For sure.
I just thought I'd sidetrack on that one.
Today we're going to talk about Blank Check.
Fuck Blank Check.
It's a really old movie.
Fuck Blank Check.
It's a really old movie, but we were talking about it the other day, and we just have to let everyone know our hatred for this movie.
That movie could suck my dick.
Yeah, we don't always have to do movies that are out now, you know?
Yeah. And for all you guys know, this is when Blank Check came out. This could just be a really old podcast.
Yeah.
But fuck Blank Check, seriously, though. Like, I understand the concept. The kid has $1 million, right? Like, this is what doesn't make no sense. A kid gets a blank check. Oh, he doesn't get a blank check. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he gets a blank check. The guy signs it because he runs over his bike.
But
the police are after him, so he just signs the blank check and runs away.
Yeah, and the kid only gets $1 million. Just $1 million. That's all he does. $1 million.
And it just so happens that the day he goes in to get $1 million, the bank manager is looking to hand over $1 million to whoever he's paying off.
To the same guy who wrote the check.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's too big of a coincidence.
Juice? You know, like, yeah, no, juice. Thank you, I'm not thirsty.
The chicken is in the pot.
Yeah.
You know, they had that whole little,
yeah.
Fuck that. And then the fact that he buys that fucking house, like, you know, he buys the house in the movie, and like, but he, like, does it over, like, the computer. He's like, oh, my name is Mr. McIntosh, because he uses the computer voice, like, the McIntosh speaking voice.
But that doesn't even sound human.
And they never ask him for ID or to sign any paperwork. They just, they're like, oh, it's your house.
Yeah, take the house.
Oh, there's a kid running around building water slides and shit? No big deal.
Yeah.
Mr. McIntosh paid for it all.
You don't have to have your parents sign for it or anything. You know, the kid's allowed to sign for anything.
I mean, can't even go inside. You can't even go inside, like, a sex shop under the age of 18 without them asking for ID.
Let alone buy a house and water slides.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I'm trying to buy some black chick fucking white chick porno, and they're like, let me see your ID. I'm like, motherfucker, I'm old enough. They're like, I don't care, let me see your ID. I'm like, don't you know who I am? I'm Mr. McIntosh. They're like, we don't give a fuck who you are. We want to see your ID. And I'm like, motherfucker, if I bought a house, I bet you wouldn't want to see my ID. And they're like, that's right, just like Blank Check. I'm like, fuck that movie.
Just like Blank Check.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't
and
pretty
know,
his much dad blank- like writes the check for $100, but then he uses the computer to erase it and puts $1 million in there.
Yeah, it's fucking. And know what else pisses me off? That stupid bitch cop that works at works at the bank. She's like, oh, this kid knows Mr. McIntosh. She's like, apparently a big criminal, or so they think, because McIntosh doesn't fucking exist. So instead of just intimidating the little fucker and be like, tell me what you know about Mr. McIntosh.
Where
we're
going to
follow you. Where are your parents at? We're going to come to your house and find your parents.
Yeah, because he's a kid, you know, and they're cops. So, you know, why would they play along with a kid?
Not only that, she goes on dates with him and, like, runs through sprinklers with him. And, like, it's romantic music playing like they're going to fucking make out.
Yeah, but it's like, when you take a step back and see, like, this is a little kid and a grown woman. This is creepy.
Yeah, they're like McIntosh is a bad guy because they have a little kid being an assistant. You know what's creepy? Fucking cop going on a date with a little kid. That's pedophile shit. Chris Hansen needs to come up in here and smack that bitch around and squeeze the titties and then fucking the asshole. I mean, that's what I would do if I was Chris Hansen, that bitch. And then, like, she's like, maybe when you're 21, we'll go out. And he's like, really? And she's like, yeah. That would make her, like, 40 fucking years old.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Demi Moore is a little cutie that's 40. Yeah.
And he gets caught at the end. They're just like, oh, you apologize. It's okay.
It's your birthday. Blow your candles.
Yeah, you're not going to go to juvie or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Or get a minor record.
I mean, this isn't bank fraud or anything.
Yeah.
Like, no big deal, right?
It's like, just because you're not an adult doesn't mean it's not a felony.
Learn your lesson. Yeah. You know what I mean? You forged checks. You
stole $1 million.
Stole $1 million. No big deal, little kid.
Yeah.
I never even thought of it that way. That's fucking stupid. Like, that shit's so. And you know what else pisses me off? Blank Check is like the movie Home Alone. Except it's with $1 million. It's like if the kid from Home Alone got $1 million. Because even at the end, all the shit that he buys, like, he sets up booby traps for, like, the bad guys that break into the house and try to, like, get him. I don't know what the fuck. Even in Home Alone, what the fuck are they going to do to the kid? Kill him? They're just going to break in the house and kill him? Or are they just break in the house, steal his shit while he's hiding with his little traps? That's what I would do if I was a criminal. I'd be like, oh, this motherfucker's going to hide and set traps? Big screen TV, all mine.
Yeah, exactly.
Motherfucker's not protecting his big screen TV anymore.
They're trying to catch the kid. Why? Why don't they just steal the stuff?
Yeah, that's a lot of fucking stuff in there. A lot of stuff.
Talking about Home Alone now.
They should call it Blank Alone. And Macaulay Culkin should be in it because Macaulay Culkin's a shit.
Macaulay Culkin was Richie Rich.
Yeah.
Remember that movie?
Oh, man.
That was like Blank Check and Home Alone.
It's like if Richie Rich and Home Alone fucked, you would get Blank Check.
Yep, basically.
What? Mind blown.
Mind blown.
Mind fucking blown. It'd be like if Richie Rich bent Home Alone over and was like, take this in the asshole, and then it drips out of the asshole and then gets Home Alone's pussy pregnant. That's what Blank Check would be. It would be a mistaken baby of Richie Rich and Home Alone.
Yep. Yep, yep.
Like, can you believe that shit?
Nope.
I can't believe it either.
Anything else about Blank Check we can talk about? You can talk about?
I don't know.
What else happened in that movie? He just bought stuff. Oh, and the limo driver. Yeah, that limo driver that was like his best friend that never saw his parents around and never questioned.
Never questioned.
He just doesn't have any friends, so he has a little kid.
My favorite
part
of the movie, I actually laugh every time because I want to like point at the little kid's face and laugh at him. When like everyone goes to like the theme park at the beginning and they're like, 100 tokens, 200 tokens. He's like, 4, please. And then he has to ride the baby rides.
Yeah.
All his friends ride the cool rides. He has to ride the baby rides because his parents only gave him like $5 to go to the theme park.
What parents do that?
I mean, I can understand if you're struggling with you know, your finances.
But they weren't.
They were doing well off.
They're a nice middle-class family. It's like they give him $5.
And then like the older sons, like the 18-year-olds, like they have cars and jobs, steal the kids' piggy banks. It's like, it's my life savings. I got like $4 in there.
They have jobs and stuff. Yeah, but they're
stealing his piggy bank.
Yeah. Like, who would do that?
And then the parents are like, oh, do you need any money to go to the concert? They're like, no, we have plenty of change. Like, yeah, why would you want change at a concert? I mean, the shirts at concerts cost like $20 anyway. You can pay on all quarters. That pissed me off.
It's supposed to, you know, hit the younger kids that are that kid's age. So you're like, yeah, older brothers suck. You know,
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Four, please.
Yeah. Parents never give me enough money to do stuff that I like.
But they were going to give my brothers money for the concert.
Yeah, exactly.
Not $5. Oh, that's funny shit.
Pick it today?
Yeah.
Guys, we have 7.5 minutes. Any more we can talk about? I don't know. Keep it short and sweet?
Yeah, we'll keep it short and sweet.
All right, pick it today. I just picked this. It's a song by a guy I've recorded recently.
Yeah, guy.
So,
got a big deal.
If you like it, you can check out his stuff.
Yeah, check out
his
iTunes.
Stuff. So, yeah, just I couldn't think of a pick of the day, so I'm like, I'll just play this.
Big Dick Man.
Okay, so here we go.
His name's Big Dick Man.
Called The Cost of Love by Joe Hamgari.
AKA Big Dick Guy. John Mayer always makes me cry. Always makes me cry.
It's not John Mayer.
Oh. I mean...
All right.
That Aaron Carter always makes me cry.
All right, so that's it for right now.
Yeah, Blank Checks. Blank Check. I guess it's a decent movie. Not 2 titties down. But it's like 1.5 titties down. Like if a titty had a sideways nipple, it'd be like that. It'd be like 1 titty with a regular nipple down, and then the sideways nipple would just be hanging there. Nice and perky.
Okay.
That's my rating for Blank Check. Okay. You guys haven't figured that one out yet.
All right. We haven't used the rating. We don't really use the rating system that much anymore.
Yeah.
All right. So, till next time, peace, love, Jamba Juice.
Peace, love, Jamba Juice.
Oh, gotta make our plugs. Check out MySpace, TBUD630. That's TBUDZ630. GhettoZep.podomatic.com.
And watch out for a web series coming your way. We got like a little web sketch comedy series coming your way.
Yep.
A short film that might premiere before the Super 8, the premiere of Super 8.
Yeah. It's going to be great. It's going to be on there. Yeah,
it's a pretty epic battle with a nice funny twist ending to it. So
livestream.com/GhettoZep.
We'll keep you all updated on it.
Yep.
So until next time, you motherfuckers.
Any movies you want us to go see, talk about, post it in the comments on either iTunes or on the podcast page anywhere. Just let us know.
Until next time, you guys keep your dicks hard and your titties soft. And I'm motherfucking T-Buds.
I'm Bruce Smoke. Peace, love, Jamba Juice.
Bye, motherfuckers.